Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In our previous discussion on what happens after death, we spoke about the distinct level of life that the martyrs enjoy in the barzakh. Allah gives them a body of a bird in which their soul is inserted, and they roam around in Jannah, hanging off the chandeliers, and they are guaranteed to enjoy the sustenance of Jannah, when there is no such guarantee for the other average pious believers. Also, we spoke about the very distinct life that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam have. We know Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam has taught us that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are alive in their graves. Their bodies do not decompose. Alive meaning not as alive as they were in this world, not that degree of connectivity between the soul and the body. They don't have the restrictions and the limitations of this world. They don't have the needs of this world. At the same time, they are able to worship Allah physically with their bodies. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Musa alayhi salatu wasalam performing salah in his grave. They are able to receive reports about what's happening in the world from angels. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that he gets reports about the deeds of the ummah. He gets reports about who's sending durood and salutations upon him. So all the details we don't know, but we know this much, that they have a more distinct and a higher level of life, meaning connectivity between the soul and the body, and also a more distinct and higher level of life, meaning that their souls are at the highest station, closest to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because after all, they were the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, today, we focus on why we should excessively visit the graveyard. Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu mentions that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, visit them, for there is a lesson in them. Narration of Imam Ahmad. A narration of Ibn Majah via Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, visit them, meaning the graveyards, for they will encourage you to withdraw from the world, and they will reward you, or they will remind you rather, of the year after. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also mentioned that narration of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, that I sought permission from my Lord to visit the grave of my mother, and Allah gave me permission. So visit graves for the remind one of death. The narration of Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever visits graves is reminded of the year after. Wash the dead, for handling the body of the deceased is an effective admonition, and pray over the funeral biers in hope that it will make you grieve. Indeed, those stricken by grief will be in the shade of Allah and will be compensated with all good. This is a narration of Imam Hakim. There are also narrations where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I used to prohibit you from visiting the graves. This was in the early days of Islam, when the traditions of Jahiliyyah were still not totally removed and people would go there and do things which were improper. After that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that now you should visit the grave because it reminds you of death. It reminds you that there's an entire life of barzakh that I'm going to go to, and I've got to prepare for that. Ibn Sammak once said, do not be misled by the stillness of these graves, for many are afflicted therein. Do not be deluded by their leveled nature, for it is extremely disorderly for many inside. Abu Muhriz al-Tufawi said, the graves are sufficient for you as a lesson of the previous nations. It is mentioned that there was a devout old woman from Abdul Qais who was scolded for her excessive visiting of the graves. And she said, when the harsh heart becomes hard, only the instruments of decay will soften it. When I come to the graves, it is as though I am watching them come out of their vessels. It is as though I am looking at those dusty faces and those decayed and mutilated bodies and those filthy shrouds. Oh, what a sight. Oh, what a sight. So we should be visiting the graves. We should be thinking excessively about that death. The remembrance of death is what will help us to prepare adequately for barzakh. And that will then put us on a good footing for the year after. There's a hadith where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, be modest in front of Allah as is due to him. So the Sahaba said, we are modest, all praises for Allah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is not what I mean. Modesty before Allah as is due to him is that you safeguard your head and what it contains, your stomach and what it holds, and that you remember death and the decaying. Whoever seeks the year after will abandon the adornment of this world. And whoever does this has modesty before Allah as is due to him. This narration is that of Imam Ahmad. Once a man asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narration of Ibn Abu Dunya, that who is the most abstinent of the world? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the one who does not forget the grave and the decaying, who abandons the excess of the adornment of this world. who gives preference to what endures over what perishes, and who does not count tomorrow among his days, and who considers himself one of the inhabitants of the grave. Our life in this world is extremely short. The life of the grave, on average, for a son of Adam will be far longer than the life of this world. We will live in Barzakh far longer than we lived in this world. Obviously, the Akhirah is for eternity, but we must use this world to ensure that we prepare ourselves adequately for Barzakh. And by remembering death every day, by making muraqabah maut, contemplating over death, and by preparing for death, visiting the graveyards, attending the janazas, we hopefully will take lesson and be able to optimize our preparation, insha'Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.